shouted the Scarecrow. "We can now leave this miserable jackdaw's nest whenever we please." "But it is nearly dark," said the Tin Woodman, "and unless we wait until morning to make our flight, we may get into more trouble."
So it was decided to wait until daylight, and the adventurers amused themselves in the meantime by searching the jackdaw's nest for treasures. The Wogglebug found two handsome bracelets of wrought gold, which fitted his slender arms very well. The Scarecrow took a fancy for rings, of which there were many in the nest. The Tin Woodman was content with his diamond necklace and refused to accept any additional decorations. But Tip secured a fine gold watch and proudly placed it in his pocket. He also pinned several jeweled brooches to Jack Pumpkinhead's red waistcoat and attached a lorgnette, by means of a fine chain, to the neck of the Sawhorse. That none of the party might be slighted, they ended by placing several large rings upon the points of the Gump's antlers. Darkness soon fell upon them, and Tip and the Wogglebug went to sleep, while the others sat down to wait patiently for the day. Next morning, they had cause to congratulate themselves upon the useful condition of the Gump, for with daylight a great flock of jackdaws approached to engage in one more battle for the possession of the nest. Our adventurers quickly tumbled into the cushioned seats of the sofas, and Tip gave the word to the Gump to start. At once it rose into the air, and in a few moments they were so far from the nest that the chattering jackdaws took possession without any attempt at pursuit. The thing flew due north, going in the same direction from which it had come. After passing over several cities and villages, the Gump carried them high above a broad plain, and then came the wide sandy desert, separating the rest of the world from the Land of Oz. Before noon, they saw the dome-shaped houses that proved they were once more within the borders of their native land. Suddenly, Tip uttered an exclamation of surprise. "We must have reached the South Country," he cried, "for below us everything is red." Sure enough, the red houses and fences and trees indicated they were within the domain of Glinda the Good. And presently the Tin Woodman recognized the roads and buildings they passed and altered slightly the flight of the Gump so that they might reach the palace of the celebrated sorceress. Gradually the thing sank lower and nearer to the ground, until at length it came to rest within the beautiful gardens of Glinda the Good. While our voyagers gazed about with admiring eyes, a company of soldiers...